Jaspreet Bhatia, welcome to the Biker Radio broadcast. Welcome to the long way home.
Thank you, Chandy. Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me here.
Tell us about Carberry. Where does this come from? What is the Carberry?
Okay, in Australia, Paul Carberry was the initial person who conceived this idea.
Okay.
And he, along with Ian Drysdale, an Australian engineer, gave it this idea came into existence.
Right.
Okay. And from there onwards, during course of time, during years, they produce some bikes. And they were like hit in all over world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of bikes were these?
They were British V-twin 1000cc bikes.
Ah, okay.
And it was a dream for every Royal Enfield owners throughout the world.
Okay.
So this is the history in Australia.
And what was the machine they were using?
They were using the iron heads.
Okay. Okay.
In easy language.
Okay.
Which I say the older version of the 500cc's.
Okay.
So.
But they were Royal Enfields?
They were based on Royal Enfield only. The gearbox was Royal Enfield. Yeah. The clutch box was Royal Enfields.
Okay.
And the top end was of Royal Enfield.
Okay.
The bottom end, they designed it.
So which is it the crank case?
The crank case. The complete part of the crank case was designed by Paul and Ian Drysdale.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then they made these bikes over there. And
so they took a 500cc and another 500cc, combined it together to make a V-twin. Okay.
So the people were fantasized by that design.
Right, right.
Even I am fantasized by the design.
I'm sure.
And after a few years, due to the high cost of production in Australia, the whole project got down.
From the sidelines of the 9th India Bike Week in Goa, you're listening to the Biker Radio broadcast with Jaspreet Singh Bhatia of Carberry Motors India on the long way home.
Biker Radio broadcast advises safety at all times, discourages underage riding, but celebrates the spirit of motorcycling.
And how?
This is Tango Charlie, Green Tea 515. Come in.
Good morning, Tango Charlie. This is Easy Peter, Green Tea 515. I'm ready to roll. See you in 5 at the DNG Bay. Over and out.
And a loud welcome to the Double Barrel Two Fat Ladies, the 88th milestone of the Biker Radio broadcast, a podcast on motorcycling from India, celebrating her heroic riders, legendary mechanics, and iconic builders through stories told by members of the community, one legend at a time. I'm Shandy, and I'm back after making a lot of noise during the Durga Pujas. Fatter, older, but still not any wiser. But as usual, we have a great show on our hands. Well, India is quickly becoming the land of entrepreneurs, but the entrepreneurial journey is still a back-breaking off-road and certainly not for the faint-hearted. And we have for you today the story of one such brave heart. This one is a mellow burble, but packs the power of a double barrel. The Carberry, designed and engineered by legend Paul Carberry and Ian Drysdale, is a piece of engineering marvel that is currently being developed for India by Dream Engine manufacturers. Well, today we explore the real challenges innovators and entrepreneurs face with red tape and an unfriendly ecosystem that frowns at garage enterprises. Today we talk to you about India's first 1000cc superbike, This is the story behind the stories. This is the story of a man who sold the last pair of wheels of his vintage collection to put together the resources required to build the Carberry Double Barrel 998cc 55 degree V-twin manufactured in India. He's a son, a brother, a father, a husband, a collector, an entrepreneur, a boss, and a friend and patron of the Biker Radio Broadcast. A plodder against all odds, the understated double barrel, son of the soil, from the steel city of Bhilai, Chhattisgarh, Jaspreet Singh Bhatia of Carberry Motors India, as we get to know him right from the block.
My father is was a professor of chemistry in government college.
Okay.
He was passionate about teaching.
All right.
Okay, so we have a history of a passion holders, right, in our family.
Right.
So I had a passion of biking.
Right.
So, but my father and my brother didn't allow me to drive or own a motorcycle due to the safety reasons.
Okay.
So what I did, old British bikes, I'm talking about 2006-07 or maybe even beyond that.
Yeah.
So I was collecting those bikes, I was restoring those British bikes, and I was selling those bikes, and I was making a good profit out of it.
Right.
This is how the passion started to develop. When I grew up, yeah, I had the same passion as all other Indian biker had for the Royal Enfield.
Yeah.
But I didn't find my Royal Enfield to be different than others.
Okay.
To make that different, I need a different engine.
Right.
I started making V-twins.
Right.
But I failed terribly because I was from a commerce background. There I knew the difference between the engineer and a commerce guy.
Right.
There was some clearances and all tolerances which I didn't knew about it.
Right.
So I started studying about the V-twin engines.
Right.
I came to know about Carberry and failed at that time.
Right.
And when I saw the engine, I fell in love with the engine. And I dropped message to Paul Carberry that I want an engine for myself.
Okay.
So he said that I have closed the operations.
Okay.
And I have kept that on shelf.
Right.
I asked him that whether you want to keep it on shelf or let's make money out of it.
Okay.
He says, let's make money out of it.
Okay, fair enough.
So I sent him tickets.
Okay.
To come down to India. He came down here. We had a meeting, long discussions, and we both went along nicely.
Yeah.
And so he came with his patents, his molds,
right,
his technology, his drawings,
yeah,
everything.
Right.
And our Indian company, Dream Engine Manufacturer, made a pact with Carberry Motorcycles on the patent and everything.
Okay.
And we started on 1st January 2016, we started off.
Wow.
And by the end of that year, we were having a working engine with us.
Okay.
In next 6 months, we had a working bike with us.
Oh, wow.
And in another 6 months, we started off for the BS4 norms.
Okay.
But on the day we went for the BS4, BS6 norms gave us a blow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. And I can understand.
And we have to start the engineering again for the BS6.
From scratch.
From scratch. Wow. Because there are lots of engineering involved in BS6.
Yes.
All the cams have to be designed again. Everything you can name in it, you have to change the everything in engine.
Hi, this is Jaspreet Bhatia of Carberry Motorcycles, and you are listening to Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
This is Gursaurabh Singh, and this is The Long Way Home.
From the sidelines of the 9th India Bike Week in Goa, you're listening to the Biker Radio broadcast with Jaspreet Singh Bhatia of Carberry Motors India on the long way home.
The original concept of the Carberry in Australia was to fit a new engine with a new chassis.
Right.
And I conceived the same concept in India also. But in 2016, I came to know that this is not at all possible because the modification is not allowed in India.
Right.
So my dad says, go on the right path. So we started off with the BS4.
Okay.
The actual concept of Carberry right now, Carberry Motorcycles, we can say that we are working towards a BS6 bikes. And we are supplying engines to the countries who allow the modification part.
Okay.
Many of the European countries, you can buy the engine and chassis and you can make your own bike and you can drive.
And in India, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
I mean, this is a tough country to do anything, right?
Yeah.
How insanely difficult is it for an entrepreneur in the motorcycling space?
It depends on the budget you are having. How much budget, how much finances you are having in a hand. This is not just a normal startup.
Right.
I have done all R&D and I am saying this on with proof that you can't do this startup successfully if you have a short funds.
Right.
See, I'm a passionate biker myself.
Right.
I was a collector of bikes.
Right.
I had 40 bikes, many cars. I sold everything off to finance this project. I had many Nortons, many, you name it, and I had got it. So I sold everything to fund this project. Means everything, I mean to say, the things
that were dear to you.
That were dear to me.
Right.
Exactly. So you can also say that I'm bleeding while I'm smiling.
Well, let's say it's not yet startup friendly in this space, is it?
This field is not at all startup friendly.
Yeah, but there's so much talk about MSMEs. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. There is no knowledge for the entrepreneur that how to get, if you have a good design, if you have a good bike, how you will get it passed from.
Right.
Pass, that means road legal.
Yes.
To get it, there is a big book to read of the rules and regulation, after which you can apply for the certification.
How many kilos is that?
Exactly, I don't know the kilos, but there are lots of books to study.
Right.
And see.
Or ICAT ke darwaje khatkhataate roh, bhatakte roh.
Yeah, there are ICAT, there is ARI. There are lots of institution and all works on the same thing. ARI mein, if you are asking a question, you have to pay money. Asking a question, you have to pay money after registration. Okay?
Wow.
So this is the level of friendliness. Okay?
Wow.
यहाँ तो आपको पता होना चाहिए आप क्या कर रहे हो.
हाँ.
पूरे rules and regulation पता होने चाहिए. या फिर you have to hire a person who knows everything.
Right.
Again, it is a very expensive thing to do.
Yeah.
And क्या होता है कि main hurdle आता है when we need a part and they ask for a minimum order quantity. That's the main hurdle I am facing right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So you can't build one prototype and say ये बनाया मैंने.
No. Or you have to pay them 300% more. एक product का जैसे 10 रुपए का है, so into 300%. This is how it is going on up till now. And क्या होता है कि हम लोग बहुत छोटे, we are very small manufacturer.
Entrepreneurs are like that.
Yeah. So what's happening? Whenever we go to a big companies like Minda and all those, they simply shut their door on us. That's the main problem we are facing. They are not understanding our passion. I'm fighting for 6 years now.
Yes.
To get this road legal.
Right.
And some of them are not even responding to me.
Wow.
I went to a government office in Chhattisgarh. I needed an NOC from them. And they said, we can't give you NOC. I said, why? They said, aise thodi na hota hai. Badi badi companies jab aati hain, to CM se fir MOU sign hota hai. And there is a big press conference.
Right,
and you need to have a 300 acres of, aur aapka choti si jagah mein thodi na bana doge motorcycle.
Right.
Hum NOC thodi na de denge aapko.
Right.
I listen to this type of things on daily basis.
Hi, this is Jaspreet Bhatia of Carberry Motorcycles, and you are listening to Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
It's my own desire. It's my own remorse. Help me to decide. Help me make the most of freedom and of pleasure. Nothing ever lasts forever. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Hi, this is Bobby Singh, and you're on the long way home.
From the sidelines of the 9th India Bike Week in Goa, you're listening to the Bike Radio Broadcast with Jaspreet Singh Bhatia of Carberry Motors India on the long way home.
So, when we built our first motorcycle, it took like 6 months for us to know the rules and regulations.
Right.
How to appear in ICAT or ARAI. We chose ICAT. After we started our BS6 research and development, then COVID struck.
Right.
And after the COVID, there was a massive run for MOQs, minimum order quantities. So what was happening, that we were going to a vendor and they were saying that we are having this much of backlog orders. We can't complete your order.
Yeah.
So that was the main setback for
us. Capacity.
Yeah, there I wasted 2 years of this project. Going to this vendor, trying the product, and he was not doing it well, trying for another vendor, going over there, and requesting him to give us some samples, and I had to retain my skilled labors.
Right.
That was also a very big problem for me. They needed money to be retained, and all my operations were stopped due to COVID.
Right.
And we did the prototype very fast. In 1.5 years, we were having our first prototype, which is like rocket fast speed for any company. Right now, we are in the final stage of getting our BS6 emission norms. We have got a very good results in raw emissions. Now we are moving forwards towards the main emission test. So in 15 days or so, we will be having our emission test.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And after those, once we have cleared those emission tests, we will be going for the another small test like the indicator test. And all those things comes along. And after that, we will get a COP certificate of production.
Oh.
Which will be a like. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, there are lots of tests that are required. I was surprised. I was talking to Naveen about this. Naveen Antal.
Oh.
Right. And he was saying ke even emission from the engine and not exactly, you know, it's radiation.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
One test is you can say it electromagnetic test.
Yes.
That means if your bike is standing, it should not emit electromagnetic waves.
Yeah.
So that it could disturb your other bikes standing around it.
Yeah.
Okay. One test is this one is very crucial test.
Yeah.
Second one is the if your bike is standing in the sun.
Yeah.
There is a fuel evaporation.
Right.
You have to pass that test also.
Yes.
And another point is very important point is I have to pass the same test which Kawasaki, Honda, Yamaha, Royal Enfield, Bajaj, TVS, all the mass producing
big guys.
Even if I am producing 1,000 bikes per year.
So and the bar is that high.
Yeah, and they are producing 10,000 bikes per day.
Okay.
So this is how I stand.
Wow.
And I'm still fighting for it.
Fight on.
Yeah. And it's nice. It's nice.
Yeah.
The journey was very nice. I learned lots and lots and lots of things. Apart from the engineering parts perspective also. And from the life perspective also. I got a very beautiful lot of friends in this project.
Right.
There are lots of people which I can say they are my brothers.
Right.
Not my friends.
Yes.
And that's the main accomplishment for me.
Hi. Hi, this is Jaspreet Bhatia of Carberry Motorcycles, and you are listening to Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on. There's a room where the light won't find you. Holding hands while the walls come tumbling down. When they do, I'll be right behind you. So glad we've almost made it. So sad they had to fade it. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Well, looks like the world we live in is getting hotter, but not only hotter, but also more unpredictable, with too many men, too many people making too many problems. The theater of war, what a macabre expression, has lit up Israel with the powerful playing war games for a few more dollars. The race is on for a new world order, as everybody wants to rule the world. It is time for the world to take a break and take the road less traveled. For those who forget history are condemned to repeat it. Back on the Biker Radio Broadcast, it is time for us to take a break as well and listen into Brent Chappell, whose interest in Indian history has once again boomeranged him back for the seventh time to India. He's on my way this time, reporting from where else but Bundi, Rajasthan.
My way.
Hello, namaste. This is Brent LaChapelle reporting for the Biker Radio Broadcast. I like to come to Rajasthan. I've been coming to India. This is my seventh trip. I've been coming since 95. Lately, Rajasthan has been my kick. I rode from Delhi. I picked up a Bullet 500cc from Lali Singh. This is my third time using motorcycles from Lali Singh. I purchased the 500 Bullet, and then I decided I wanted to try out the Royal Enfield Scram for off-road dual purposes. So I grabbed a bike from Lali Singh, and this is the bike I have been choosing to ride around Bundi, exploring the area, many nice villages, and I'm very into the history of Rajasthan, so Kuki is an excellent companion to join me. He's a local guide, has a passion for archaeology and exploration. Yeah, it was a beautiful day. We explored in the morning, got up very early, got off on the road only about 20 kilometers from Bundi. He took me to many different spots and showed me old villages and temples and hero stones. And on the way back, we stopped at a childhood friend that he went to grade school with, his tea shop, and he does a really good buffalo cream chai. Oh my God, it was amazing. We had some good laughs with the locals. Kuki's very friendly with everybody. He's been in the area his whole life of Bundi exploring since he was a child. Yeah, I hope everybody's doing great, safe, happy riding and getting out there. I'm looking forward to camping with the Scram and the cooler weather coming up. So thank you very much. And this is Brent LaChapelle from USA, Florida, signing off for Biker Radio Broadcast.
My way.
Well, thanks, Brent, for the My Way. And if you're planning a ride soon or are on one, connect with us to feature yourself like Brent on the show. Talk to us and we'll make you and your ride part of motorcycling history on the Biker Radio Broadcast. So, there we were last year at the India Bike Week in Goa, where I met Jaspreet Bhatia of Carberry India fame. Very keen to learn about its history, both from down under as well as in India. By the way, India Bike Week tickets are on sale for the 8th and 9th December to bring up the 10th year of India's largest motorcycle festival. And I'm told this is going to be a cliffhanger this time. But get your early bird tickets for a special package if you're booking before 31st October. We'll see you there, but let's jump right back where we left it. I'm Shandy, and it is time now to catch up again at the 88th milestone of the Biker Radio Broadcast with Jaspreet Bhatia on the long way home.
Hi, this is Clifton Chipway, and you're on the long way home.
From the sidelines of the 9th India Bike Week in Goa, you're listening to the Bike Radio broadcast with Jaspreet Singh Bhatia of Carberry Motors India on the long way home.
And you grew up in Bhilai?
I grew up in Bhilai. My studies were in Bhilai. I did my master's from Bhilai.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your family, because I hear so much about it.
My dad is a degree holder.
Yeah.
Master's degree.
Yeah.
He was a professor in chemistry in government college.
Yeah.
And he's my teacher in my life.
Right.
I adore him every day.
Right.
And my mom, she looks after the farming thing.
Yes.
She is passionate about trees, about the farms and everything.
Yes.
So she is the one due to which I am holding this project till now.
Okay.
Due to my wife, my mom, my daughter.
Yes.
And my sister.
Yes. What's your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is Kulpreet. She will be very happy when she'll listen this.
Yeah. Hi, Kulpreet.
Hi, Kulpreet. Okay. And my mom looks after dairy farms also.
Yeah.
She buys the calves of the cows and buffaloes,
yes,
which becomes the liability of the dairy farm.
Yeah.
And they...
Why is it a liability?
Up till 1 year, they are needed for the milking of cow.
Okay.
And after the cow is done milking it, another 3 years they need to get to the stage of adult and give birth to a calf.
Yeah.
So that 3 years is very heavy for a dairy farmer.
Okay.
So what she does, she buys all those calves.
Yeah.
And they are sent to our farms. Our farm is a very big land.
Yeah.
So there they naturally in natural habitat, they grew up,
yeah,
and when they come to age, they are either given back to the dairy farmers, and the male calves are given back to the farmers who can't afford the
tractors. Right.
So this is how she does, and
that is amazing, man.
Yeah, it is a type of seva.
Yes, and which is probably the epicenter of your faith also.
Yep, yes.
I know.
Yeah.
Seva is everything.
Yeah. Further in my family, me and my wife, my son, and my daughter.
And what's your son called?
My son name is Samarjeet.
Hi, Samar.
And he's preparing for his cycling nationals.
Cycling nationals?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Wonderful and, family.
And my elder brother... And my bhabhi ji.
Haan ji.
And their daughter and son. Yeah. We all live in the same house. And it is a... wahan se nikalne ka man hi nahi karta, itna achha lagta.
Lag to raha tha ki aap yahan aoge hi nahi.
Wahan subere sab ikattha hote hain, raat ko sab ikattha hote hain. We share our ideas.
Wonderful.
Haan, kabhi behas hoti hai, kabhi maza aata hai, ek dusre ka maza lete hain. Bas, aisa hi chalta hai, kat jati hai jindagi.
So I must say welcome to Goa, welcome to the India Bike Week.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sandy. It was due to you only that I was able to come here.
No. Come on, tell me.
No, I haven't been to India Bike Week before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my team had been,
yeah,
but I never came here.
Oh, wonderful. I hope you have a great time here. There's so much to do.
Hi, this is Jaspreet Bhatia of Carberry Motorcycles, and you are listening to Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
Hi, this is Aniket Vardhan of the Musket V-Twin, and this is The Long Way Home.
From the sidelines of the 9th India Bike Week in Goa, you're listening to the Bike Radio broadcast with Jaspreet Singh Bhatia of Carberry Motors India on The Long Way Home.
I wanted to ask you another question, which was this category that you are in, you know, like...
Yes.
It's a very interesting category that you are in.
Yeah. Yes. There are breed of dogs, you know. So similarly, there are a breed of bikes also.
Right.
There are Japanese.
Right.
There is America.
Yeah.
There is British.
Of course.
And so on.
Yeah.
So my bike...
And that's probably a Japanese one, which is roaring.
Yeah, roaring one. So, because these British don't roar.
Yeah.
They have a legacy. They go with a...
Yeah. It's easy, thumping.
Thumping.
Yeah.
And they go with their own chal,
yeah.
You say.
Yes.
Okay. So, my bike comes into the category of British V-twin.
Yes.
Because sub category mein layenge to ye, it is a boutique bike.
Absolutely hand-built.
Hand-built, craft machine, niche market.
Yes.
So, this is how.
Super niche.
Super niche market.
You've got to be a nutcase completely.
Nutcase. Exactly. So, my bike is in that segment.
Wow.
And we are the only existing V-twin British bike builder.
Absolutely. V-twin. Absolutely.
Yeah, the other, there are like Aniket Vardhan is also there.
We were lucky to have him on our show.
Yes, I listened to that podcast also. It was
he mentioned you.
Yeah.
He mentioned you. I don't know if it's on the show, but he mentioned you. Jasprit Bhai is a nice guy. He's
We often chat on telephone.
Yeah.
He says, ki kabhi bhi aayenge to milenge. So yeah. I'm waiting for him.
So on behalf of Aniket Vardhan, tell me more.
Okay. The engine which I am using is capable of... going from 700cc to 1300cc.
How is that possible?
1100cc, we have done it. And I have a prototype of 1100cc. It does very nicely because ek isme bolte hai ki it becomes a square of everything. Like, jitna stroke hai, utna bore hai.
Okay.
So, it becomes a square engine when you go till 1100cc.
Okay.
And mera jo engine design hai, the bearing capacity and everything is of 1300cc.
Okay.
Even though I am putting a 1100cc motor in it. And there are no player absolutely in this segment. Many people come to me and they often compare my bike with a Harley 750.
Right.
You can't do this. This is an American mass produced V-twin and very cheap bike.
Right.
And mine is hand-built.
Right.
And a boutique bike.
Right.
And a British V-twin.
Fair enough.
And
let's come straight to the price point now.
7,35,000 was the initial pricing which did it long back.
Okay.
But after that, there has been lots of implementation.
Okay.
On the BS6 technology.
Right.
So we have to do the pricing again.
Right. Costs have gone up.
Yeah, but still, I will like to claim that it will be far less than any other 1000cc bike in the world.
Seriously?
Yep.
Wow.
Hi, this is Jaspreet Bhatia of Carberry Motorcycles and you are listening to Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
Hi, this is Nosh, and this is The Long Way Home.
It's like love, in your soul. Feel it in your veins. Breathe it in, your lungs will stay. It's like love.
From the sidelines of the 9th India Bike Week in Goa, you're listening to the Biker Radio Broadcast with Jaspreet Singh Bhatia of Carberry Motors India on The Long Way Home.
You know, your relationship with Royal Enfield is something that I really want to talk about, because while you're building the heart of the machine. You've got tremendous support from Royal Enfield. You know, year on year, stand with you and says, Banao.
Yes.
Chapo.
Yes. I would like to thank Siddhartha. He has been such a sweetheart for the project. The support he gave us, he provided us with the spare parts at a very reasonable prices. He even gave us the certificates of those parts.
Right.
And we are using those certificates.
Right.
And Royal Enfield has always been very supportive to us. Always, always. Anything we asked from them, whether it was in their capability or not, they helped us out. मतलब बोलते हैं ना कि अपने हद से बाहर जाके भी हेल्प किया
राइट
एंड
देयर आर ट्रेमेंडस फोर्स टू द
इंडस्ट्री सिद्धार्थ लाल वाज आल्सो वेरी इंटरेस्टेड इन द प्रोजेक्ट एट द टाइम फ्रॉम द व्हेन इट वाज इन ऑस्ट्रेलिया आल्सो
यस
वहां जाके उन्होंने देखा बाइक को उसके बाद एक बाइक मंगाया भी बट द थिंग्स डिडंट वर्क आउट
राइट
और बहुत अच्छा रहा उनका सपोर्ट आई डिडंट एक्सपेक्ट एनीथिंग मोर देन दैट.
You know, you mentioned something when we were talking on the phone. You said something about being open to not only the ecosystem, but also, you know, designers and builders of motorcycles. You want you want to collaborate with them?
Yeah, I am a passionate biker myself.
Yeah.
I would like to collaborate with each and every person who is as passionate about the bikes as right. me.
So you'll provide the engine?
I can provide technology, I can provide the engine, and they can work on it, and right. we can work on it.
Awesome. So this is an open invitation to anybody who builds custom motorcycles in this country for a V-twin carbury.
Yeah. We have created a heart.
Yeah.
You can put it in many bodies, okay?
Yeah.
So adventure touring,
yeah.
the cruising sector.
Yeah.
The cafe racers, V-twin cafe racers are not there in the world.
Yeah, okay.
This, sorry, I'm talking about the British one.
Yes.
Okay, so these all categories, we can fill it.
Okay. And one thing that we wanted to ask you about is the kind of investments that go into this. I mean, it's not an easy thing, as you said. I mean, you've sank a little bit of your personal fortune into this and some things that were dear to you. So it goes beyond money.
Yeah.
But what is the kind of investment that you're looking for in this? I mean,
definitely, I'm open to investors.
Yeah.
I know how to build the motorcycles, but someone who knows how to make money out of it.
Right.
If any investor, new investor comes in, he has a very good opportunity right now.
Okay.
Our BS6 are almost clear.
Yeah.
We are ready to rock the market.
Okay.
And our fruit is ripe.
Yes.
You just have to eat it.
Is there a possibility of look beyond India? I mean, India is becoming a manufacturing hub in this new world. Is there a possibility of, you know, manufacturing it here and sending it to other markets?
Definitely, there is a possibility. See, we are getting lots of mail till date regarding the bikes, regarding the engines. And you won't believe, Shandy, the majority of them are from outside India. There is huge demand outside India.
Yes.
See, this 1,000, the 500 cc bikes are a bit less for them, for their highway.
Right.
They want a bigger thing.
Yeah.
वो हमारी बाइक में थोड़ा सा डिफरेंट देखते हैं. और कैरबेरी में उनको वो चीज दिखती है, the X factor.
Yes.
In कैरबेरी.
Hi, this is Jaspreet Bhatia of Carberry Motorcycles, and you are listening to Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Hi, this is Mandy Marwa, and you're listening to Biker Radio Broadcast.
Hi, I'm Vijay Parmar, and you're listening to The Long Way Home.
From the sidelines of the 9th India Bike Week in Goa, you're listening to the Biker Radio Broadcast with Jaspreet Singh Bhatia of Carberry Motors India on The Long Way Home.
एक चीज बताओ, इफ यू हैड द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू राइड विद एनीवन फ्रॉम हिस्ट्री और इवन कॉन्टेम्प्रेरी टाइम्स, इमेजिनेशन से भी स्पाइडरमैन होगा भी तो चलेगा, हु वुड यू लाइक टू राइड विद एंड व्हाई?
सी, हिस्ट्री में नहीं, पर अभी प्रेजेंटली बहुत लोग हैं जिनके साथ मैं करना चाहता हूँ.
बोलो.
जिन्होंने मेरे को इस प्रोजेक्ट में सपोर्ट किया है, दे मीन एवरीथिंग टू मी.
राइट.
सिद्धार्थ लाल सर के साथ मैं राइड करना चाहता हूँ.
क्या बात है.
या आई वुड लाइक टू राइड विद ब्रैड पिट.
वाओ.
आई वुड लाइक टू राइड
एंजेलिना जोली.
नो नो. एंड आई वुड लाइक टू,
सॉरी भाभी जी.
नो नो, इट्स ऑल राइट. आई वुड लाइक टू राइड विद MS धोनी. एक्चुअली
वाओ.
MS Dhoni wants a first bike from Carberry Motorcycles.
Seriously?
Yeah, he wants a first bike from Carberry Motorcycles.
Inshallah.
Thank you so much.
Definitely. What do you think about Biker Radio Broadcast?
This is exactly perfect thing which you are doing. Okay?
Okay. See, why do you think so?
People are avoiding screen times, you know?
Yes.
What's the alternative of if we are avoiding screen times and hame bore bhi nahi hona, what we have to do? We have to listen. I'm talking about myself personally.
Yeah.
I listen to your episodes in
yes.
my in gym sessions
right.
over and over again. So it becomes a habit for a person if somebody is listening to the podcast.
Right. That's why we say listen, connect,
and ride on.
Yes. Jasprit Bhatia from Carberry Motors, thank you so much for being on the Biker Radio Broadcast on the long way home. I wish you all the best for the road ahead, and I wish you have a great time at the India Bike Week. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Shandy. Thank you for having me on the show. I wish you all the best in your future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Shandy.
The Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
Well, it's time to sign off at the 88th milestone of the Biker Radio Broadcast. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. This is a show that looks for stories that make up each rider, mechanic, or builder in the biking fraternity. Yes, it's a motorcycling podcast, but it is all about the people who ride, fix, and build them. And not so much about the motorcycles. Today's show, however, is proud to feature India's first 1000cc superbike, the Carberry, and applauds the legends Paul Carberry and Ian Drysdale for the glorious machine that they developed, and to the Dream Machine manufacturers for being persistently motivated to keep on keeping on. If you like the Biker Radio Broadcast and the work we're doing here, I hope you'll consider recommending it to your riding friends and sharing with groups so that we can reach a wider audience. A big thank you to the folks who followed us on our Instagram handle at Biker Radio Broadcast. Looks like the Gaurav Gill podcast got a lot of appreciation. Well, the audio versus video debate has a clear winner. And for now, we'll continue to produce Biker Radio Broadcast in audio only. I'll see you again at the 89th milestone. Until then, be good. And if you can't be good, be careful. This is Shandy signing off on the Biker Radio Broadcast from the long way home. Listen, connect, ride on.